Seminole Tourist Camp range in size from individual enterprise located along the Tamama Trail and other locations to large tourism attractions such as Museal, Tropical Habiland, and Carpets Pirates Grove. Another tourist enterprise was the cruise ships that transported tourists between villages along the New River. In this clip, Michael Tiger, treasurer for the Seminole Tribe of Florida and Hollywood Reservation residents, discussed singing at the docks for the Jingle Queen boat cruises. The next clip is from James Billy, Brighton Reservation resident and former chairman of the Seminole Tribe of Florida from 1979 to 2001. In this clip, James explains how difficult it was to make a profit on the tourist village and how meaningful the tourist industry is to him. In the final clip, Mary Bowers, Hollywood Reservation resident, describes how the tourist camp depicted Seminole life.
I don't know, quite a few other people had shops along 441, and I can't remember them all, but they would sell their goods, dolls and crafts and things of the sort to tourists driving by. But that was really the only source of income that we had, other than labor.
Did working you ever work in the tourist camps?
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't work at a tourist camp. I worked at the boats, what we used to call the boats.
Mm-hmm.
When we'd meet the Jungle Queen, I'd go with my Aunt Betty Mae, my cousin, Big Shot, Moses, Scarlet, and Priscilla, Rusty. But we'd go there and we'd meet the boats and we got to sing, Jesus. And we'd sing that song day after day after day after day. It's Jesus Loves Me. And then we'd say the Pledge of Allegiance in English. And then we'd be done, and we had little pots in front of us that the tourists could elect to put money in or not put money in. And we as boys, I guess we just didn't attract people the way the girls did, but the girls always seemed to get more tips than we did. And they always did. Maybe they sang better than we did, but or looked different than we did, but that was always a fun time, going to the boats and doing that.
Then I switched gears and went to work in 1972 or something like this, to work at the Indian Village. And they had an Indian Village which used to be really nice, which depicted how they used to live. And yet they couldn't make that business run. So we tried to make do with what kind of monies came in for the village and ran that for a while. Since I was born in a tourist attraction, I think tourism has always been in my blood.
Because they order some dolls for me and beadwork. I go to Fort Lauderdale or Miami. They used to have a commercial camps in Miami. They don't have it now. We used to go sell things over there.
Commercial camp?
The white man owned the Indian village.
Mm-hmm.
Make a show out of Indian. The white people pay and go in and see Indian, how they live, how they sleep on the platform, and how they cook, and they wrestle alligator. That's what they used to have, 2, 3, 4 of them in Miami. But they do away with it now. That's where we used to sell our crafts to them, that white lady or white man, whoever owns the village.
Do you remember the names of that?
Guy, Bud Leiser, Carpenter, Potts Grove, the one that owned the Potts Grove, his name was Carpenter. And the other one, Bud Leiser, I don't know, but Musial, I don't know.
I don't remember his name. It was a new camp then.
Please press stop.